Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
All right, it was an exciting day out at Landover as the Redskins defeat the Vikings 26-20. That means they are 5-3-1 on the season. Joining us now, as he always does, is our good friend Trevor Maddich, who is, of course, a Redskins elite long snapper. He's our analyst, and also you see him over at Comcast Sportsnet, where he serves as a co-host. He's a busy man this time of year. Hello, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian.
Okay, so I looked at this game. I watched a good portion of this game yesterday, and I was a little frustrated. I mean, it was a win, but it wasn't, I think, the win we should have had. It seems like they were struggling at times here, Trevor.
Brian, now, isn't that a great way to approach this game? The Redskins won, and we're disappointed. In the past, if the Redskins had won, we'd be jumping up and down on the couch like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think that the Redskins, I agree with you. I'm disappointed in some things about this win because I think the Redskins can continue to get better. But at the same time, they eked it out. They won. But the things that they've got to get better at are right there, and they are improving at those things.
So what are those things specifically that listen, Minnesota's a good team. I mean, they've been on the downside, but they're a pretty good team. And this was part of that season, Trevor, that you said is the toughest for the Redskins. So to have this win is huge. But what do they still need to work on?
Well, they need to still get better at punching the ball into the end zone when they have the chance.
Yeah.
When they get down into the red zone, which is inside the 20-yard line, the Redskins still bog down on offense, and they still kick too many field goals. And think of it this way. Even though they beat the Vikings outscored the Redskins in touchdowns. 3 touchdowns for the Vikings to 2 for the Redskins. What happened was in the second half, the Redskins trailed 20 to 14 coming out of halftime. Did not score a touchdown in the second half and still won the game. So they moved the ball up and down the field against what statistically is the best defense in the NFL that the Minnesota Vikings have. But they still weren't able to punch it into the end zone. They scored 2 touchdowns and 4 field goals. And they got the win, but they got the win against the Vikings team whose offense isn't very good. This Redskins team really should be scoring 35 or 40 points a game.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins had a fairly good game, 22 completions out of 33 attempts, 262 yards. Again, he continues to do well in putting up passing yards. And that would suggest to me that perhaps we didn't miss our nose tackle, did we?
Well, you know something, we didn't miss our nose tackle at all. The thing about the Vikings offense is that they don't run the ball very well, and they couldn't run it against the Redskins. They went off on a 3-touchdown tear in about 4 minutes in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. That was all of the Vikings scoring, and part of that was a fumble. Chris Thompson fumbled the ball, and the Vikings got that and drove it down for a touchdown. But before that and after that, the Redskins defense really clamped down. And because the Redskins' defense clamped down in the second half, it allowed the Redskins' offense to be more patient and feed the ball to running back Rob Kelly, who got his first start, and he came through with flying colors.
Yeah.
So next week, another home game against the Packers. This is a rematch of the playoff game where the Packers handily took care of the Redskins. But the Packers are going through some tough times right now. And then right after that, with only 3 days rest, the Thanksgiving Day game down in Dallas against the Cowboys. How do you prepare for these two very important games?
Well, you rest is what you do. Because at this point, the Redskins are in a position where it's more important that their legs are underneath them than it is that they get extra reps in practice. And so if the coaching staff, I think, is smart, They'll make sure that they have a full tank of gas for those games, especially that Dallas game. Mm-hmm. But you're right about Green Bay. I mean, the Packers, they've lost 3 games in a row now.
Yeah, this is not the same Packers team we saw in the postseason last year.
That's right. And the thing is, in looking in at this stretch of the schedule before the season started, the Vikings and Packers games seemed like really hard games to win. But then the Vikings get an injury at quarterback and at running back. Adrian Peterson didn't play. Their offense is different than what we expected. And the Packers team has not been able to put it together. They've given up over 30 points in each of the three losses in a row. And their commercials look really good, though.
Oh, come on now. If you had that State Farm check waiting for you, you'd go do the double check.
Oh, well, listen, I wouldn't just do it. I'd run it on a loop on my own TV, especially since there's nothing else to hang my hat on. Now, they're still dangerous, though, because remember that Aaron Rodgers has a history of carving up the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that Cowboy game is looming off in the distance, and you know what? The Cowboys are looking so good, even with their rookie quarterback.
I know. I hate that. Don't say that.
Yeah, and he says it with that Texas accent. It makes it even worse.
Well, I'm just telling
Stop
you.
Stop with your, I hate that star.
You're
going to
absolutely
so
ruin my day here. Yeah, the Cowboys are 8-1. They're arguably the best team in the NFL. Yeah, and that's like, and they have a rookie quarterback and who already beat the Redskins earlier in the season at FedEx Field. So, you know, right now the Redskins, it's nice to think that the Redskins can go win the division, but I don't know that anybody can catch the Cowboys. But right now, if the season ended today, the Redskins would make the playoffs as a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
So first goal is to win the division, but the Cowboys are off to a huge lead there. It's still possible, but we'll see. But the Redskins' goal of making the playoffs is right there in front of them.
Yep.
All right, Trevor, thank you so much for
always a pleasure,
for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you on Friday before this big Green Bay game.
All right, thanks, guys.
And oh, you know
way,
what?
Sorry about your Wolverines there, Larry.
Yeah, that's all right. They'll still beat Ohio State, and they'll get in. But one last really, really quick question. Is it easy to overlook Green Bay right now and get, you know, focus too much on the Cowboys? How do you – what's the discipline involved there?
Yeah, the discipline is remember when you're the Redskins that everybody else looks at you as the team that they will get healthy on, and they still do.
Yeah.
Even though the Redskins are in good shape. So, you know, it would be a mental collapse if the Redskins didn't focus entirely on Green Bay. I think they're much better than that now in the locker room from a standpoint of focus.
I sure hope so.
I don't worry about them overlooking anybody.
Thanks, Trevor.
All right, got to leave it there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.